So, hello everybody. First, I would just say that that I was not supposed to be here, but as the talk was cancelled, some people yesterday, I want a beer, just say, oh, you could present your software you work on. So, you know, I say yes. This morning I say, why?
Because we gave you beer.
Yes. So here I am. So I will try to present you a subject called a pattern fabric. Hopefully, I already present this subject in another meeting. The presentation is much more longer, so I will try to shorten the presentation and we'll see. So I'm working for a company which is called RTE, which is a French so-called TSO, transmitter system operator, which is in charge of the electricity supply for high voltage in France. And as I guess for a lot of companies in the energy sector, we face more and more complex situation in the network. So the operators have more and more information, and as we have more and more information, more and more business application, more and more screens. So starting from this idea, we try to think of a more centralized way of providing the information. That's one of the solution is a tool called Operator Fabric. So I will switch to the presentation I did a few times ago. So let's first start what is Operator Fabric, and we'll see after how we get started with using it. So Operator Fabric is a tool that can help in control rooms to first centralize information. The idea is that you can, in one screen, we serve mainly events coming from business application. Okay. And you can use this tool, we'll see later, to exchange information and interaction with operators in different control rooms or inside the control rooms. So you can use the software as well as a technical module if you want. So first part is centralized real-time business events. So you will see in the software, we'll make a demonstration, that we have a concept named cards that we show events. Events are notification. Yeah. And we can dispatch events depending on rules to the good operators. Of course, we are not providing the events. It's business applications that are creating the events. So we provide API mainly to send events. And is it okay? And you can customize all the events using a template mechanism. I will not go further on other feature. The second feature is that you can share information in real time between operators. So you can send pre-formatted message between operators in control rooms. And you can even interact with a question-response mechanism and share events in a calendar. So, getting started. First, of course, it's an open source tool, so you can all find all the information on the internet. And we made a getting started that helps you to start, so you just have to clone a GitHub repository and to start a script. So it's working in Docker environment, so you just have to have Docker on your computer to use it. So I will show you. Of course, I started it before the demonstration installed before. Is it? Oops. Okay. So we're going to use the demo configuration. Let me show you the demo configuration. Yes, so the demo configuration is completely fictive, so we create demo data with control rooms in West Europe. So first, you have a screen, you have nothing on the screen, and events will go and pop up inside this screen. So I will simulate some events coming from business application. Okay. So the first event is really when you use a product, just the hello world stuff. If, of course, oops, it should pop. So you have on the left all the notifications that gonna arise. So first one is just the hello world stuff of our tool. But of course, you can do better than just sending simple messages. And I will show you a few examples of message and notification you can receive. Let's show you another one, for example. So this, of course, need to switch. So this is another event you have. So this one, you can have a more complex information. So this one is an example of data quality from study model in RT. And as the operators can acknowledge and of course all the events when it's not equivalent anymore. So I can filter to not show any more acknowledged information. So this one was just graphics. You can have some stuff like SVG pictures to show, for example, contingency on a network. So you can introduce inside this what's so-called cards. You can introduce whatever you want. It's a templating mechanism. So you just have to provide some HTML and some JavaScript, and you can make whatever rendering you want. The idea is you can mix inside the tools information from different sources, different business process, different context. And of course, you can plug this system with sound, so you can be sounded. And in RT, we even plug it with an external sounding system. Okay. Just to show you just a template mechanism. So here for the first stuff with the hello world, it's just, okay, HTML and you reference data from the what's so called cards, the events. You can have the other one. This one is more complex. It's the one with data quality. So you can do whatever you want with the data and present the data as you want, and you can introduce, if you want, you're using a charts library to provide some charts. So that was first feature. So that was a feature where you centralize events. The other feature is to be able to exchange with operators. So I have one operator here, and I have another operator that is connected to the system. So this one, he has a white screen, so you can change between night and day mode. But to his presentation, so one operator will be white and the other black. Oops, why is this? Let's say you want to communicate, and this operator are working in different control center, but they want to exchange information. For example, so you have here a way of what's called creating card. This time it's not a business application to send an event. It's simply an operator who wants to send something to another operator. It's not like a Teams or whatever. It's just really important message, and you need to the other person to have it and to acknowledge it. So you can define, you can send basic messages, okay? But you can predefine messages. For example, one use case we have is in a critical situation in the grid, the power grid, it's important to communicate fast between everybody and to communicate with all control room fast. So in RT, we have predefined situation, and the operator can just communicate on predefined situation. So this one is what we call a critical situation. And for example, if you have not enough margin on the system, we need to say to everybody, be aware that the system is in a critical situation. Okay, you have special procedure to follow. So everything is prepared, and you just prepare your message, and you just send your message. Everybody who should be aware of the critical situation, we will receive this message, it will ring in the control rooms, and you will acknowledge the message. So you could put whatever you want, those instructions inside the message, which are present before. So if, for example, if I acknowledge this message, I can see and see and follow. Not this, just make a mistake on it. I think it's a demo. Okay, it's a demo stuff, okay. It should not be acknowledged for me, but, okay. So you can see here all the control rooms that acknowledge the message. Okay. You even have some mechanism where you can receive a message if, in a certain period of time, if one of the control center did not acknowledge a message for, let's say, after 5 minutes. Okay. And you can provide more complex situation. For example, here we have some situation on the network, which are new situation today, where due to the market price, if we had some time where the price of electricity became, let's say, negative or really low, and suddenly every renewable power plant just stopped producing electricity, so wind farms. But it's a big problem for the network, because suddenly you have go down and just after go up. So it goes really fast. So it was a new situation for RT, okay? And we need to tell people this situation is going to arise in 2 hours, in 3 hours. You anticipate it. We have no tools to do that. We have, okay. So you can create fast in operator fabric a sort of forms, really fast, template, prepare all the field, and the operator who is in charge of monitoring this stuff can send the message to all control room fast. Okay. So this is a fictive one. It's not a real one. So that's the idea. The idea is, with this template mechanism, you can fast deploy a new use case in production. Okay. So it's the template I show you are dynamically loaded. So you don't have to restart the tool. You just have to push a new version, a new use case, and it's instantly in production. Okay. Let me go back to the slide. So I did this one. This one I show you is a such example. So in RT for our business, what's interesting is when you have a new business case, new use case, you can first extend simple message between operators. And if the situation arises along more than multiple time, let's say, you can configure predefined message. And you can define custom screen and things like that, okay? And the great thing is, if, for example, on my example, tomorrow we have a tool that can predict this loss of power for the wind farms, we can still have the same wondering, but this time it's not going to be the operator who sends the message, but an application that's going to send the message.